Are you looking for a doctor for yourself or a family member? Remember Martins Point Healthcare. For quick access to care, call or visit at 161 Corporate Drive, Portsmouth. 603-431-5154. Martins Point Healthcare. People caring for people. Online at martinspoint.org.
Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself, Rachel?
I'm great. August 1st was my second wedding anniversary.
Aww.
I know. It's been 2 years. I made it Facebook official, too.
Oh, wow.
I know. I had in a relationship, and now I have married.
Wow. Yeah. Well, but, you know, you guys have been in and out of each other's lives for ages.
Yes, like 33 years. And here I am, married to a guy who doesn't like to go out to dinner, is a vegetarian, which is fine. I've been cooking a lot of great vegetarian meals. Well, I'm pescatarian. He eats fish. Who's he kidding? And it's been great.
That's awesome.
Finally.
So are we talking about pescatarian meals? I've never heard that term before, by the way.
Pescatarian. No, we're not. We're talking about Rudy's restaurant in Portsmouth on 20 High Street. They also have Rudy's Market Square right around the corner on Congress Street. And I guess it was about maybe 3 months ago, I threw up on Facebook asking people to let me know about all of the women working in the kitchens that they knew of in the restaurants throughout the Seacoast. I knew a lot. I'm keeping a running list. So I knew a lot of the women who are executive chefs or line cooks or sous chefs or pastry chefs working in all of our kitchens in the Seacoast region. And I was just so surprised at how many I didn't know about. There are a lot of great, talented women working in our kitchens all over the region. One of the women I did know about, because I've known her for many years, is Emily Hill. She's a South Berwick woman. She's been working in restaurants since she was 14 years old. She started at the Weather Vane, and now she is finally in her first executive chef position at Rudy's Portsmouth.
That's amazing.
Yes, she's very talented. Now, Rudy's, do you remember when it was the Metro before it was Rudy's 11 years ago?
Yes.
So, did you eat there? Did you ever sit at the bar there?
No.
Were you 21 even?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Ago?
Yes. Jeez. Let's not discuss. I was in my 20s, but I was definitely over 21.
Well, I have a long history with the Metro and that space there. I sat at the bar there. I became one of the regulars at the Metro when Sam Jarvis owned it. And then 11 years ago in July, it was 2007. Keith Barringer and Brooke Gassner bought the restaurant and opened Rudy's Portsmouth. And they kept a lot of the feel of the Metro. They kept the cool, like, old school bar and the piano, and there's still jazz going on, and the beautiful dining room, and the space where you can have private parties. And they've had a number of chefs there. Now, Emily has moved in a few months ago, and it's really difficult to move into a restaurant that's been well-established because the regulars get really bent out of shape if you change the menu. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. People are creatures of habit.
Yeah. Where are my lamb chops?
Right. Why is the parsley on the right and not the left?
And I just say, you know what? Let them grouse. I know we get familiar with our foods and our favorite meals, and that's comforting. But sometimes you need to change things up. Well, Emily Hill, the new executive chef at Rudy's Portsmouth, is very much aware of that. She understands that she told me in my interview with her for my Why Me Dine Me column this week that she realized what a busy place it was. And that it was busy for a reason. People really liked the food there. They were used to it. It's very comforting. But she wanted to put her own spin on it now that she was finally head of her own kitchen as executive chef. And she did. And the menu is really interesting. The lamb chops is now a lamb tomahawk. She's doing some pickling. She's using a lot of kind of fresh sauces, natural sauces with banana peppers on a pork cutlet that makes a kind of a natural garlic butter sauce with that. Not the food seems lighter and just a little more kind of keeping in the season. So she's really making a great, you know, made some great changes to the menu there without doing something dramatic, which I think is great. I think it's going to be just a wonderful kind of really bring it, you know, bring Rudy's into even more into what's been going on in the Seacoast restaurant scene for the past 15 years or so.
Right. Yeah. Good for her. That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, I like to see more women in these executive chef positions. That's it for me this week. Join me next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.